Oh, yeah.
Got to get down. Ooh. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Live at Murph's Cobb Galleria. All-Star festivities underway down here as the kind of All-Star weekend, I guess, kicks off as soon as the game's over today. The Braves game is going to start here in about 15 minutes.
Yep.
And we're hanging out till 4 o'clock if you want to come by and see us. Bar is full, but there's some space, though, too. Like, you want to come by and say what's up. You definitely can between now and 4 o'clock. Grant McCauley is going to be here after us also. So plenty of time to come down and see some 92.9 The Game, folks. The lineup is out. I know we had talked a little bit about the fact that Ronald Acuna is batting third again today.
Yes.
No Marcell Ozuna in the lineup today for the Braves. Now, I know he didn't play Friday. They played yesterday, hit a home run. Mm-hmm. Now he's not in the lineup today.
Okay.
And then there's a bunch of days off, and maybe this is just a way for them to sneak some extra rest for a guy who, like, we're wondering about other guys if they're dealing with anything. We know for a fact Marcell Ozuna has a hip injury.
Yes.
So maybe it's just a little bit of extra rest for him. Kind of weird to have the last day of the first half off, though. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
You don't know what I mean?
Nope. Not going there, Andy.
All right.
I'm not going there with you and my brother, Bo.
Now, Sean Murphy's on fire.
Yes.
So you got to have him in the lineup.
Yes.
And Drake Baldwin's catching.
Yes.
So
yes.
Right-handed
that is
pitcher.
Why it's happening.
Okay.
That is why it's happening, Andy.
All right.
Because Sean Murphy's on fire, and you want to get the left-handed bat in the lineup with the right-handed pitcher.
You know, can I tell you something terrible?
Right.
Earlier this week when they scratched Acuna from the lineup the first game against the A's,
uh-huh.
My NBA brain kicked in, and I was like, close to trade deadline, close to tip-off scratches.
Really?
That's a trade. That's always a trade in the NBA, every time. Right? Like,
yeah.
Anytime you're leading into the NBA trade deadline and, like, one of your best players isn't in the lineup inexplicably
yeah.
right up close to the deadline, I was like, oh, no. All the rumors. And I was like, nah.
If they trade
Ronald Acuna. He's not. They're not doing that.
If they would have traded
But I wouldn't be surprised if they traded
Ozuna. Somebody's going to rip the tee off the truest.
If they traded Ronald Acuna, yeah. Like, it would
yes.
be a riot.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if they trade Marcell Ozuna.
No, it wouldn't be a surprise. I think, you know, because of where he is, contract and yep. all those different things. And you got – two catchers that can DH and things like that. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I go back to what maybe last week we were talking about as far as why would you get rid of these guys and be sellers and all those different things.
Right.
He makes sense.
Yeah.
Sean Murphy never made sense to
me. No, Sean Murphy doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, Sean Murphy never made sense to me. It's
still
weird.
Contract control
yes.
in his prime.
Yes.
Prime position. And also, by the way, like Sean Murphy just reminded you the last week, like why you want him.
Yes.
He's been on an absolute hot streak.
Yeah.
And those numbers over the last week, because he got off to that great start, remember, he was hurt to start the year.
Uh-huh.
Got off to that great start and then lulled. Couple peaks, a lot of valleys, and then really good the last week. Put all those numbers together, though, he's still like top three in mm-hmm. terms of the catching position as far as hitters go in the whole year. And then when you put the two of them together, like Baldwin and Murphy together are the best
yes.
catching situations
yes.
in baseball.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah, man. And that's why it just that one never makes sense. I think I started – and I know I'd be like, no, because again, we talked about it on Friday. I love this core. And I was thinking about this I think it was yesterday. I was talking about which core was my favorite core of the Braves. Was it this one or was it the other World Series core? Like, which one was
what do you
my
mean?
Favorite?
Like 95?
95.
Okay.
The core 95 and the core team that just won this one. Which one is my favorite? And I can't decide, you know, because I loved this team and I love these guys. And, I mean, obviously, you know,
that's a great question.
You start dropping them off one ball. I'm not saying which one is better. I'm just saying – favorite.
Right.
You know, and when you start dropping.
But also which one's better, though, too,
ooh,
you
man.
Know? Because this one's powered by the lineup,
yes.
right?
And the other one's powered by the pitcher.
Not to say the lineup was good in the 90s, too,
yes.
obviously.
Yes.
But that one was powered by those three pitchers.
Yes. But that's always – that was always – I thought about it yesterday as far as which one was my favorite. And I can't decide.
That's such a good question.
And it's such – and that's why, you know, whenever you're in that situation where you just love your team and all that,
right.
you hate to see them guys go because they were such a
oh,
big
yeah.
part
it's
of
awful.
It.
It's awful.
You know, and so that's where they are right now, though. You know, when
yeah.
you look at Marcell and all those different things. But, I wouldn't be shocked. It would hurt me because I love watching Marcell with this team
yeah.
as far as his interaction with them and everything like that.
The part of it that would, like, if you're going to do it, at least – I don't know what you're getting back. Hopefully it's something valuable right. and it'll build towards the future. Like, all the other guys that are a part of this core that aren't here anymore, you didn't get anything for them, which is the most frustrating
Freddie,
part. Is like,
Dansby,
you know, you botched
Max.
The Freddie thing or however you want to look at it. Like, Freddie wanted to be here. He's not here. It sucks. Like, that went wrong. Dansby was never going to be here because you weren't going to pay that much money.
Right.
Good for Dansby for going to Chicago and getting what he got. Same thing with Max. Now, again, like, that kind of is what it is, so we've made peace with that.
Yeah.
It's still frustrating
yes.
that that's the reality of it in a league where there isn't a salary cap and other teams decided to pay that money for those
right.
guys. Like, you could have also, if you wanted to keep those guys here, which, by the way, like, what's been the biggest issue this team's had the last 2 years? Shortstop. Be pretty cool to have that guy still here. Also be nice to have Max Fried, who's an all-star pitcher, in the rotation as well. But again, that's neither here nor there. I think the core in the 90s probably is my favorite, just because Maddox is like one of my all-time favorite players, period.
Right.
And then same thing with Chipper.
Right.
Although Chipper was really young on that team, but same thing with him. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. Ronald Acuna might be my top two favorite baseball
yes.
player of all time.
Yes.
Him and Griffey.
Him and
like,
Griffey.
Those are the two
yes.
guys, really.
Right.
Huh. But Acuna was hurt during the World Series.
Yeah, but still he was on that team. So that's why I thought that
I didn't know you were gonna throw such a
I thought that part
such
to my,
a great question
I,
at me.
I thought that part to myself.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Ronnie was hurt on the but Ronnie was there. Ronnie was carrying the offense
exactly.
until he got hurt.
That's what infuriates me about anybody that tries to detract from his role
yes.
on that team.
Yes. Yes.
He got hurt. And the reason they won as the season went on, the reason, because the MVP of all three series, if you want to include Jock Peterson in the DS, I know they don't give an MVP for that series, but he was against the Brewers that year. They went out and got three guys to
yes.
replace one
yes.
because that's how good Ronald Acuna was.
Yes.
And then Peterson, Soler, and Eddie Rosario were the MVPs of those playoff series. Ronald Acuna is the only reason why they were anywhere near 500 at the point of the year when he got hurt.
Right.
I mean, he was legitimately going to be the MVP of the National League that
yes.
year. And then he goes down. Yeah, I know. It always makes me mad when people are like, he didn't even help win that World Series.
Yeah, people are
yeah,
dumb.
He did.
People
the
are
season's
dumb.
162 games long.
People are dumb.
And he played 100 of them.
Yeah, man. But, no, I just thought about it, and I could – because Ron Gant's my favorite Brave.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Ron Gant's
okay.
my favorite Brave, and then followed by, obviously, Ronald Acuna. But, I mean, it was just –
How
so
is he
big.
As a news anchor?
He's good. I watch him every morning. I watch Fox 5 in the morning because, I mean, we're not watching because Shock.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
just, what a
yeah,
duo.
Yeah, I just want to see my boy Shock. But he don't know. His ass ain't never on there when I want to watch him.
He's probably too busy
yeah.
at the gym doing
yeah, probably
curls.
The gym doing curls with a damn college shirt on. but no. Yeah, Ron Gant was my favorite Brave growing up.
Oh, that's cool.
Then obviously Dale Murphy.
You know who I loved yeah. was David Justice.
How can you not?
I loved David Justice.
Now his swing was sweet.
Oh, it was great.
His swing was sweet.
From a left-handed perspective, it was probably second to Griffey as far as smooth.
Who was the oh my god? Who was the knuckleball guy that they played and he hit the damn ball and hit the damn light in the stadium?
Would have been Wakefield.
Wakefield,
Tim
yeah,
Wakefield?
Yeah. When he hit that damn home run off Wakefield, but yeah, man. I mean, it was a fun team. And you think about, like you said, powered by pitching. This is more powered by hitting.
Yeah.
But I mean, just I don't know. I don't know why I thought about it the other day.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a really good question. The problem is like that one. You know, as it sort of went their different directions, they were able to still keep it going. Post Maddox, I mean, Maddox was playing for the Padres and the Dodgers and really was frustrating and painful to watch Glavin play for the Mets
yes.
later in his career. But they still continued on. I mean, they still were winning divisions every year until, what, like 13, 12
yes.
or 13, something like that. That's what's frustrating about this year is this kind of felt like maybe we were in another one of those eras of you built a great core, you're going to be in it every single year,
right.
and that's what we were counting on.
Right.
They didn't have one of these
no.
in that run.
No.
From 91 to 13, they were in the playoffs every single year, and they won the division. I don't know. I think that's what's given Braves fans such a hard time this year is you haven't had a year like this unexpectedly
in a long time.
in your fanhood. Like, there's people, you know, that maybe weren't even born in 1991 when this whole thing started,
right.
or at the very least were really young when it did. I know the gap between 13 and 17 was down, but that was intentional. You
yes.
know, like they
yes.
they reset hard and got back to it. This is the first one where it's like, damn, these guys, this team's not good. this team is supposed to be good and they're not. It's the exact opposite of when the team's not expected to be good and they are. Like, at least we got that, you know, that first taste of it in 18.
Right.
And then obviously everybody had that in 91 when they went from first to, this from worst team to first.
This team is so ass because we're talking about Summer League, right?
Uh-huh.
And I love when the veterans show up and everything.
Oh, I thought you were saying the Braves are
No.
Good for you for cutting to the chase.
But they are.
I was saying they're disappointing.
But I'm looking at, and so every team has done it. And some reason, because we're talking about an algorithm comes up, and then they show the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, God.
There's Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, DeJounte, and Jose. They're all represented.
They're courtside, huh?
Yes. what an awful team. And why does Sadiq Bey have on acetone cargo pants and a black V-neck cutoff sleeve?
Yeah. Is that a sweater vest?
I don't know,
with
man.
No undershirt?
I don't know, dog.
Yeah, man. Wow.
It's hot in Vegas, man.
I'm doing my best to get to And then who's that? That's their draft pick, right? That looks like Rick James?
That's
with the Rick James haircut?
The boy from Moody from Golden State.
Oh, that's Moody?
Yeah, that's Moody from Golden State.
No way.
Yeah, that's him right
there. I didn't know Moses Moody was rocking the Rick James.
Yeah, he looks just like Rick James. Yeah. I'm like, because that's the thing about it.
That's Looney. That's Kayvon Looney. Mooney and Looney rhyme.
Right, not saying.
But thank you.
But yeah, you're still
thank
trying to. Appreciate it, G-Money. But yeah, you're trying to figure out, like, because, like, I'm trying to. No, I'm not even going to say I'm trying to do any damn thing. But school's about to start. Uh-huh. I still can't believe my baby is about to be in kindergarten. I cannot believe my gal Lily's about to go to kindergarten. But now it's school shopping. And so between the kids, my daughter, obviously, Kai's going to Georgia, and her damn Amazon wish list. Because we went to Walmart yesterday because we had people over, someone to get some food to cook. Man, the school supply line is wiped out.
Oh, I bet.
I was like, what the hell? They already shopped for papers and tablets and stuff? Like, it was wiped out, all the school supply and everything. And that's what made me think. I was like, damn. Man.
I wonder if it has anything to do with this. And I know that you live on a different side of town than I do, but they had a thing where in, I don't know if it's all Cobb County public schools or just the school she goes to, maybe, but it was, they wanted you to buy basically a box of school supplies that'll be there the first day.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do school shopping, which I kind of wanted to. Like, it's our first time doing it. I wanted to go to the store and get her like a binder and all the pencils and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Backpack seemed like it'd be fun. They're like, no, we'll do it all for you, but it costs, I won't say what it cost, but it costs more than it would cost to go to the store and do it.
Do you have to do that?
You
don't have to. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't have to, but it was like kind of seemed like you were going to get it like shame.
Ain't
if you
nobody
didn't.
Gonna tell me how to spend my money.
Right. Yeah. But then they wrote in the thing. They were like, it's actually a fundraiser for the school.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right, we can do that.
Oh, okay.
The school needs
all
some
right.
extra supplies, but, whatever. But it kind of took the wind out of my sails because I wanted to go to the store.
Take your baby
buy some
to the
back
store.
To school stuff.
Take your baby to the store. All
right? Not even back to school because she's going to school for the first time.
Yeah, no. But buy your baby stuff. But it's crazy because
my
guy, he's like, all these shoes, like, Daddy, I need these. Dad, I need these. I'm like, dude, do you see how much this shoe costs? And then their favorite phrase in the world, but makes them want to kick them in their chest. You got it?
Oh, God. That's infuriating.
The audacity of your little ass.
Yeah, and you don't.
And you don't. You know what you don't? You know what I got? A full trash can over there that your ass supposed to get.
Something.
You know what I got?
Here.
I got a dusty dog that was supposed to bathe on Friday. Talking about some, you got it.
It's a pretty messy house.
Dude.
For wanting shoes like that.
Oh, no. You know, hey, the house is, Andy, the house is always clean. But
sure.
It's immaculate now.
Right.
Why? Her friends are here.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, boy. New rug.
All right, pretty messy bedroom then.
Yeah.
You got a messy bedroom for somebody who wants all this
immaculate
stuff.
Because her friends are in town. But no, I'm like, dude. But the school shot, that just surprised me yesterday. Because I was like, damn, look at all these damn people. I mean, it was so many people. I was like, damn, school's about to start.
It still blows my mind. And I've said this before, and hopefully I'll get used to it eventually. But like Wimbledon for me, because it's on right now, the final's on. Alcaraz actually down. Alcaraz looks like he might lose to Sinner. Wimbledon always kind of signified the beginning of summer in Seattle.
Right.
Because,
didn't
really get warm till after 4th of July. We didn't go back to school till like second week of September.
Right.
Like, we were early summer at this point. Back to school's over.
Yeah, man.
Like, here. which is crazy.
Unbelievable.
Like, it's a mind blank. I'll get my mind around it eventually.
Eventually.
That was great. We did that whole segment that didn't even do any NFL stuff.
Yeah, because we got NFL stuff.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
What do we have?
I looked. I went on. I went on the NFL page on ESPN.
I finished watching the quarterback thing.
Okay, you can talk about that.
I finished watching that.
All Kyle Juszczyk said some cool stuff about Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
Quinshon Judkins got in trouble. That sucks.
Stay off the ticker.
Don't get your name in the headlines right now. Yeah, all right. We could do that. That's enough for a segment. We'll come back and do an NFL segment after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.